Welcome officially to the Tuesday Quick Start Training with David Litt for Purium Health Products. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the founders of Purium Health Products, and as I stated, I'm very excited to have one of the most successful and dynamic training personalities in network marketing together with us this evening and each and every Tuesday night. He's been responsible for creating our four-part Quick Start Training that is available on the back office and will be continuing with an ongoing education right here on Tuesdays at this time. So please do make it a habit to tune in. Please do take notes and take advantage of this tremendous opportunity that we have. So without further ado, David, are you out there?
I am. Thanks so much, David. I appreciate the kind introduction, and thanks to each and every one of you who's dialed in here this evening, giving up your most valuable asset, which is your time, and try to make all the calls right around 25 minutes consistently so that you know what you're getting into, and hopefully this is going to be a valuable 25 minutes for you. As I was telling David before we started the call here, that this is a new training for me and one that I decided to create just because the subject had been coming up a lot. And how does this subject, think like a prospect, has come up a lot is that we have our quick start training and the process of presenting the business, which we call our pipeline process. PIPE is an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. Prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. And I was getting the question a lot of, well, is it supposed to be the same every time? And the answer is yes and no. The process is the same every time. You're going to make your list of prospects, or you're going to identify a new prospect right there in the shopping mall, right there, you know, online at the airport. So you're going to have a prospect or a list of prospects. You're going to make an invitation for them to learn more about the products or the business. They're going to get a presentation. They're going to try the product and or get some information about the business. And then ultimately, they're going to have enough information. You're going to answer their questions to the point at which they're going to enroll. So that process never changes. It doesn't matter whether you're selling computers, cars, or Purium Health products. It doesn't matter. That process is the same. But each prospect is different. Each prospect is entirely different. How they view the world, what's important to them, how they communicate, who they are, is going to drive how you connect with them. So we connect through context. And Dave was referencing the email blast in which I used the example of driving past the vehicle with the letters ECNALUBMA. And it doesn't make any sense. What is that vehicle and what are those letters? But when it's speeding up from behind you and you look in the rearview mirror, you'll see the word ambulance. And the people who create ambulances know it's more important that you know what it is when it's behind you than when it's passing you on the other side of the road. That, to me, is brilliant. That is thinking like a prospect. That is creating your marketing message so it can be digested by the person who's supposed to be digesting it. Let me give you another story, and then we'll jump into how it relates to this pipeline process. The other story is when I was growing up, my dad was a stockbroker, and he was a straight-laced, conservative business guy. And one of my most vivid memories of him was having him walk downstairs to breakfast in a suit, but he never wore shoes until he walked out the door. So he's all dressed up in a suit and his tie, but he was just wearing his socks. And he wore those dad dark polyester socks. And they did all look kind of the same color, but they definitely were different colors. And sometimes he'd be wearing a brown suit, and he'd be wearing two different color socks. He'd be wearing a brown sock and a green sock. Or sometimes he'd be wearing a dark color suit, a black suit, or a charcoal gray suit, and he'd be wearing a black sock and a blue sock. And it just seemed odd to me that here was this straight-laced business guy wearing two different color socks. I must have been 9 or 10, and so I just said, Dad, what's up? Why are you wearing a brown sock and a green sock today? And he looked at me like I was crazy, you know, and he kind of laughed and said, they're both brown. And then a few days later, same thing. You know, he's wearing a black sock and a gray sock. And I'm like, Dad, why are you wearing two different color socks? And then he started to get irritated. And sure enough, a few years later, he was getting an eye exam to see if he needed glasses. And during the visit, the optometrist said that he was colorblind. So he was literally seeing two brown socks. And I was seeing a brown sock and a green sock. And that's what happens a lot of times when you present the products or you present the business. If you present information in a way that somebody doesn't want to hear it, or out of context, or in a style or in a manner that doesn't resonate with them, it's like you're talking in brown sock, and they're hearing brown sock, green sock, and it's not going to work for them. And if it doesn't work for them, it doesn't work for you. So, you know, there's an old saying, there's three sides to every story, your side, my side, and what really happened. And so as much as we can make your side and my side and what really happened as close to the same as possible, the better off that you're going to be. So what are some of the things that drive differences in prospects? Well, are they young or are they old? You know, I've got people that text message me all the time, and I've got people who don't even know what a text message is. They barely know what a cell phone is. I've got people I communicate with on Facebook and other people that will only do face-to-face meetings. I've got some friends that I speak very informally to. It'd be weird if I spoke formally to them, and vice versa. I have some people that I have a very professional relationship with, and we speak very formally to each other. I know some people that are extroverted, some people that are introverted, some people that are analytical, some people that are creative, some people that are very product or mission-oriented, some people that are very money-oriented. So we connect through context, and so one of the things that I recommend that you do is you go back through your prospect list. And I hope that all of you have a prospect list now, starting with quantity and then quality, and is prioritized based on the strength of your relationship and the likelihood they're going to be interested in the business and the likelihood they're going to be successful. But now you're going to start to add some more context, some more depth to your list. You know, who are the people that you know that have certain attributes, certain types, how they like to be communicated with? And I'm going to give you a structure to help you. The most famous structure is the Myers-Briggs structure, where they break down the personality into 16 types. And we don't have time to go through the Myers-Briggs system, but if you want to look it up, it's really effective. It's Myers-Briggs. And if you've never had a Myers-Briggs test done on you, it's really worthwhile so you can see what your communication style is, what your personality is like. And it might be enlightening to you as to, you know, what sorts of people you're most likely to get along with or not get along with. And there are lots of different, you know, programs or systems to talk about personalities. But the one that I like for a brief training like we have tonight is called the Color Wheel. And they break down personality types in only 4 instead of 16. So we can cover 4 instead of 16. And those 4 are based on colors. So they identify 4 colors, red, blue, yellow, and green. And a red person is somebody who's very action-oriented, somebody who's very bottom line, somebody who's very competitive, somebody who's an entrepreneur, serious about where they're getting to. And nobody is purely red. Nobody is only red, but their dominant color would be red. So he's the guy, she's the guy. At the picnic when you're playing co-ed volleyball that's constantly picking on the worst player and spiking the ball and counting out the score, and yeah, that's your red personality. Now you got a blue personality. A blue personality is somebody who's very people-oriented. You know, they're the person who walks into a meeting and they're still on their cell phone, and they're, you know, on Facebook, and they're chatting, and they know all the latest and greatest restaurants and information, and they're, you know, they're the ones who are in the know and passing around emails and all that kind of stuff. Again, there's no right or wrong, no better or worse, but they're just different. You know, then you've got a yellow person who's by the rules, somebody who's a police officer, an accountant, somebody with neat handwriting, you know, somebody who's very serious and focused. They like to get things done, but in a different way than the red person. You know, the yellow person likes to check things off their list. You know, the red person likes to get things done at any cost. Red person's more of a risk taker. Yellow person is more by the book. And then there's a green person. A green person is more information-oriented, like a computer programmer, somebody who does the Sunday crossword puzzles, somebody who's a history buff or loves trivia, So they're all different types of people. How that shows up in your business, in your prospect invitation, presentation, enroll process, is if you have a meeting schedule with two different people on two different days, and you're a little bit late, if that person's a blue, probably not a problem because they're probably later than you. Just as you're calling them up and you're sweating and you're 5 minutes late and you have to make that painful phone call to say you're a little bit late, they'll say, oh, I'm running further behind. You know, whereas the yellow, they're sitting there tapping their foot, and it doesn't matter what you say in that meeting. If you're not organized, you're there late, they don't care what happens after that. So, you know, this is where it's helpful to understand the personality types of the different people that you deal with so that you can make sure that you speak into their listening and that you are communicating with them in a way that's going to be effective for them. Product details, as an example. Somebody who's a red, somebody who's a bottom line person, hey, they just want the big picture. They just want the vision. They just want the concept. They want to understand why Purium is different, why it's exciting, who's this Dave Sandoval guy, you know, how much money can you make, and let's either do it or not. You know, a green person is going to be very detail-oriented. They're going to want to know, you know, all the different products and how much they cost and what are the ingredients and all those sorts of things. So there's no right, wrong, better, or worse, but in general in network marketing, people who are reds and people who are blues tend to do better than people who are greens and people who are yellows. The people who are very action-oriented or very people-oriented tend to be more effective than people who are very rules-oriented or very information-oriented. But either way, you know, you're talking to a chiropractor or somebody who's a health practitioner and they're a green and they're very detail-oriented, it's worth it to spend that extra time to make sure they understand all about the product and where to get the information. Because if you can, then they could be your best salesperson because a lot of people come to them for information because they're respected in their field. So, you know, if you've got a close friend who you go to the gym with three times a week, is a younger woman, internet salesperson, hates her job, you know, what she's going to be interested in, how you're going to communicate with her is probably going to be quite different than an accountant. Who's, you know, been in business 25 years, has a long list of entrepreneurial clients, but you only speak with once a year. Who's better to have in your business? I think they're both great to have in your business. But how you're going to bring up the business, how you're going to walk them through the invitation, presentation, and role process is going to be quite different. And that's where people get fearful. People get fearful that this business will change their relationship. And if you keep it in context as to how you know the person and how they communicate, then it's really an opportunity. You're not going to change your relationship as much as potentially better your relationship because you're going to tell them why you respect them, why you believe that they should be, you know, interested in this product or in this opportunity and let them evaluate it themselves, and you're being proactive in trying to help them. And if you're a good networker, not just a good network marketer, you're constantly doing this. You know, if you become and stretch your boundaries to become more outgoing, to share more information and share more as far as what restaurants to try and what movies you like and, you know, other things, and connect people in a way where you expect nothing, the more people you help, the better off you're going to be because the stronger your connections are. I just had that happen the other day. I've got a good friend of mine who just took a high-power job in a great Fortune 500 company. He's been there 2.5 months. And I've got another guy I work with at my office. You know, I've got an individual office, but, you know, kind of a shared secretary and shared coffee area and all that kind of stuff. And he's a guy I barely know. I mean, I see him around, but I don't know him. He's a nice guy. We chat. And I knew a little bit about his business. And the two businesses are very similar. And I said, you know, I've got this guy. He's got a great job. I think, you know, he can help you, and maybe you could help him. I'd like to connect you guys, and we did. I put together an email, and they're having a conference call on Thursday, and I really believe they're going to do business together. Now, is that going to make me any money on Thursday? No. Is that going to make me any money next week or next month? Probably not. But will it increase their respect for me so the next time that I talk to either of them, assuming the meeting goes well, the next time I talk to either of them, will they take my phone call seriously, and will the context be such that, hey, I recommended something with nothing in expectation, Now, here's something I recommend: a business, a product. You know, they're going to take it seriously. And so the more people you help, the better off you are. Let me give you another example of inviting people within context, people that you don't even know. And this is, again, for some people, very comfortable, and for others, stretching the boundaries of what you're comfortable with. But I can tell you it works, because the person who did it is somebody I know very well, and he's earned tens of millions of dollars in this industry, and there are very few people who can say that. You know, he earns a lot of money and has earned a lot of money for 28 years in this industry. And what he does, when I go snowboarding with him, you know, we go snowboarding in Colorado together, we ride up on the lift, and we'll ride up on a lift with 3-4 people, you know, the two of us and one or two other people, and invariably, this other person we don't know will either sit between us, or the person, you know, my friend who's a networker, will sit in the middle, and he'll sit next to them. And all he does is just ask them, how's it going, where are you from, you from Colorado, how long you been skiing, you know, how long you been skiing today, what runs have you done. He just chats and chats and asks questions, and he brings two products. One is a joint pain product and one's an energy product, and a business card. And, you know, if it's an older person, you know, invariably the conversation will get around to, oh, man, you just came in from New York and this is only your second day, you must be sore. Oh, man, yeah, this morning I was so sore. Hey, I got this joint relief product that is fantastic. You got to try it. I take it. I've got, you know, he has a bad knee. I've got a bad knee. I take it. You know, I think I have an extra packet in here. Hey, take this. Take my business card. Try it tonight. Give me a call tomorrow and let me know what you think. Now, in that context, he comes across as a super friendly stranger. He comes across as a guy not trying to sell something, but just as somebody who's trying to help. And he brings an energy product. And so if it's a younger skier, somebody who's snowboarding or, you know, whatever, he tries to connect with them around energy. Oh, gosh, it's late morning. Have you eaten lunch yet? No, I haven't eaten. Hey, you want to try this new energy product? Fantastic. So, you know, those are the sorts of things that, you know, with our product line, you can connect around health. You can connect around specific product issues. You can connect around weight loss. You can connect around income. You can connect around Dave Sandoval. You know, whatever it may be that comes up in context, you know, it's something that can spur interest, and from that interest, you know, the invitation to try a product or to learn more and to get a presentation. And so, you know, in the presentation component, and I'm going through a lot of information, but hopefully it all is hanging together for you. In the presentation section, you know, how you do a presentation, whether it's that spontaneous little 3-foot presentation, whether it's a planned one-on-one presentation at a coffee shop or at an office, whether it's a small group communication or a small group meeting, or whether it's a large group, whether it's a hotel meeting, all is going to depend upon, you know, how you communicate, how well you listen, and the types of people you've got. So you meet somebody on a ski lift, you're going to be real casual. You know, check this out. Real easy, real simple. You know, you have a planned one-on-one presentation. Well, you know, you're going to have information structured in a way that, you know, they're going to expect you to be organized. You have a small group communication, a small group meeting. You know, you're going to want to create some interaction. You're going to want to make sure that everyone's involved, and your eyes need to be open and your ears need to be open to see who are the blues and who are the reds and who are the yellows and who are the greens. Because I've seen it happen too many times where somebody goes through a presentation, looks like everything's great, they're laughing it up with the two or three blues in the room, and sure enough, in the last 2 minutes, the green, the information person, comes out and says, hey, you never showed us anything about the compensation plan. Or, hey, you never showed us anything about the ingredients. How do we know this works? Well, you're wrapping up the meeting. The reds are starting to look at their watch. They want to get out of there. And now you're caught off guard and they've submarined you. Whereas all along, if you realize this person's analytical, this person's a green, I want to make sure that I at least keep them in the conversation and interact with them. I want to make sure that they know that the information on the ingredients is available for them. I want them to know that we've got a complete product line with detox products and sports products and weight loss products and anti-aging products. I want them to know that all that's there, but we're just going to be focusing on these couple of products just to expedite the process. So, you know, those are the sorts of things that if you're a good business person and you treat it like a business and you're real serious and you have these meetings with a purpose and you understand that every new person you enroll could be worth hundreds or thousands of dollars to you, then you're going to start to go through this process and make sure that you're communicating in a way that people hear you, that they believe in you and trust you and know that the information is good. And where it ultimately shows up, most importantly, is in the enroll process. If you're really working this system correctly, you're going to be doing the invitations for a lot of people. You're going to be talking to lots of folks and just handing out samples and directing them to the website. And then ultimately, you're going to have enough people who are going to start to say, wow, this looks interesting. Tell me more about the compensation plan, or tell me more about this, or tell me more about that. And you should be working with somebody who can help you to enroll people, or better yet, you become the enroller for other people that you bring into the business. And so if you come in as an enroller, it's like the manager coming in with the car sales. You know, you spend all the time with the car salesperson, and then at the very end, the manager comes in to tell you about the price. Well, I've been involved in a lot of those conversations as an enroller, as somebody who's helped other people get involved in a business. And it's really important that you ask questions. The person who's asking the questions is in control of the conversation and be listening for clues and cues as to how that person likes to communicate. So if you ask somebody, well, hey, where are you from? And they say, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. Well, you know, they're probably not a blue. If they say, well, I'm originally from South Jersey, but then my cousin and my aunt moved over to Georgia, and we moved from Georgia over to Birmingham, and now we live on the south side, but my dad's friends live over here, that's a blue. You know, that's somebody who's chatting it up. So, you know, knowing whether they want to get to the point or not get to the point, just asking that one question, you can probably separate, you know, who's a blue and who's a red, or who's a green and who's yellow. And you can start to get a sense of how you can speak into their listening, how you can present the information so that they're going to be excited about it. Because what excites one person, somebody who's very mission and vision and health-oriented and big picture, and you know, is going to be very different than somebody who's very detail-oriented. And so knowing who you're talking to, and the more presentations you do, the better off you're going to be at identifying how to be a good tour guide, identifying the different personality types, adapting your own communication style, because everyone naturally themselves is either a blue, a red, a green, or a yellow. So it's hard for a blue to be real bottom line with a red. But if you're a good presenter and a good salesperson, you'll figure it out and you'll be able to get to the bottom line quickly, or vice versa. If you're a, you know, more of a red and more, you know, focused bottom line, it's going to be hard for you to chit-chat with somebody who's a blue. But you'll learn how to do that and become comfortable with it, because the more you practice, the more effective you are as a tour guide walking people through that process. So, you know, is the process always the same? Yes and no. The process is the same. The prospect is different. Think like your prospect. Treat him or her like they're special. Communicate with them in a way that is within context, and you'll find that people are going to like you better. You're going to like people better. You're going to enjoy your business more, and you're going to start to make more money because more people are going to respond to what you're saying. So go out there, talk to a lot of folks, help people, be a networker, not just a network marketer. Share information. We've got a great product line. A product line I've been using for the better part of 10 years, and I can tell you, I look, feel, and perform like a person a lot younger than I am. I know Dave Sandoval does, and I'm sure a lot of you do. So share that information, let people know that, and you know, keep doing what you're doing. Every Thursday night, we do a business opportunity presentation, same time, same number. So you know, if you're comfortable in just kind of saying, hey, you got to check this out, then just say, hey, you got to check this out. But there are a lot of people that you know that will jump on a conference call or try a sample from you just because you asked them to do it. So Don't be shy. Go talk to some folks right now in the next 48 hours and use some of these skills. And I hope that this was important and helpful for you. Go back through your prospect list, identify your reds, your blues, your yellows, and your greens, and go start talking to folks. So have a great, great evening. 48 hours from now, we'll be on, same time, same number, on Thursday night, and sharing this great Purium opportunity. So, Dave, thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to talk with the team and talk with them about this new subject here tonight. I hope it was valuable information.
Well, I definitely enjoyed it. I know that everybody else did as well, and I look forward to having you with us on Thursday to keep this ball rolling. So until then, everybody, have a great night, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Bye-bye now.